Welcome to Business Chit Chat, a podcast from Headwaters RC&D and Butte Local Development Corporation, or BLDC. I'm your host, Kayla Lappin, Director of Marketing, Business Recruitment, and on this episode, I got to speak with Tara Mastell of Montana State University's Extension Service, or the MSU Extension, as it's also known, about their Reimagining Rural program. This program has helped transform rural communities in Montana into thriving places for volunteers and community development and community leadership. If you live in rural Montana and want a mechanism to breathe new life into your community, then this episode is for you. First things first, Headwaters and BLDC are local and regional nonprofit organizations focused on the economic vitality of Southwest Montana. We serve a 7-county region that includes Anaconda Deer Lodge, Beaverhead, Butte Silver Bow, Granite, Jefferson, Madison, and Powell counties. On Business Chit Chat, we answer questions like, what's it take to run a business? How can your business secure grant funding or capital? When's the best time to invest? How does social media work? What about AI? Business Chit Chat is a podcast for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in the story of economic vibrancy in Southwest Montana. Welcome, everybody. I have Tara Mastell with the MSU Extension, and she is leading a project called Reimagining Rural. And Tara, would you mind introducing this project to listeners in the Headwaters region and kind of telling us a little bit about yourself, too?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me, Kayla. Yeah, my name is Tara Mastell, and I work for Montana State University Extension, and I'm the program leader for community development. We're changing our name to Community Vitality for the state. So we have this really great program called Reimagining Rural, and it is a program that is great for really small communities that are really reliant on volunteers to make things happen in their towns. Reimagining Rural happens once a year, and it is a 3 nights of community meetings. So you organize the meetings locally in your community, and we have these really awesome speakers that share data and success stories about rural. It's all positive stuff. So we zoom in the speakers. Everybody across the state participates all at once. And so we zoom in the speakers so local people tune in to hear that all in person. And then after the speakers, then these small groups talk about what they heard. And we have facilitators that are trained to kind of help those conversations go great. So it's a kind of a cool combo of hearing really great stuff and then having a chance to talk about it. And there's really no agenda of those meetings other than just getting together and talking about what's possible for your town.
I love this idea. I had heard about this idea earlier this year, and then I listened to a presentation that Tara gave at the Montana Economic Developers Association conference a few weeks ago back in October. And I was thinking, wow, this could really be so beneficial for the Headwaters region, especially because we have so many rural towns. In our 7-county region, there are about 86,000 people, but that includes the population of Butte and the population of Anaconda. And I think the entire population of a county like Madison County is only like 5,000 in the whole county. So I was thinking, what a great idea and what great resources for these small towns in the Headwaters region and, you know, all across the state. Obviously your focus is statewide, but you do have a Headwaters connection. Maybe remind our listeners, and some of them might be not familiar with your background, but you worked for Jefferson Local Development and your heart is in the Headwaters region.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I worked, I was the manager of Jefferson Local Development Corporation from 2006 to 2015. And I worked closely with Tom Harrington, and we just worked very closely with Headwaters, loved working with them. We had like Julie Jackshaw helped us and all the folks. I even worked with Judy Tillman a little bit way back when. Yeah.
Okay. So rural, like you've been in rural, you know, obviously for a while now. How long have you been working with Reimagining Rural? Remind me of when this project kind of took off.
Well, the whole idea we've been working on Reimagining Rural for a while. You know, I work for Extension. I've been working Within Extension, we were seeing a lot of our agents across the state were seeing these challenging things happen in our rural communities, like the Main Street businesses struggling, reduced enrollment in schools, all the things that we hear about in rural communities. So we were seeing these challenges and we were thinking, gosh, what can we do? Because we are in every community in Extension. And so we were trying to figure out what we could do. And we connected with the Montana Community Foundation and then also actually the governor's office at the time, because they were also experiencing these challenges in rural communities. So we connected with them and we had an in-person gathering at the fall of 2019 in Harlowton. And we came away, it was a wild success. And we came away saying, okay, that was really great, but who really needs to hear this is the local community volunteers, the people that really make stuff happen in their rural communities, like the people that are running the chamber, that are making community events happen, and the people that are kind of dreaming about the future of their town. And so that's when it was before COVID that we decided, let's do this, because when you're in a small town, you can't always take time off from your business or your job to go to Butte or Bozeman or Missoula or whatever for the conference. So we wanted to bring the conference to the people. And so we wrote a small innovation grant and were able to create this reimagining role. And then COVID happened and then everybody was doing Zoom, but we had this idea before that. So
You were on top of it. And it's so impactful in a rural community to be connected with folks of this expertise and not have to travel all the way to Billings or Helena. What a great idea. And it was pre-COVID, so there you have it. The tagline of Reimagining Rural is making things happen in small towns. Can you elaborate on that tagline a little bit? Maybe even tell us a little bit about, I heard you say like in Harlowtown, it was a success. What does success look like? What is that? Can you tell us a little bit about those things?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we have used that line because it seems to me like that's a lot of the motivation for why people step forward and work, try to do something in their town. They want to make it better, see something happen. And so we really do focus on reimagining rural with making, really we focus on having a small win. Like the ideas that we share are things that people could go out and do. Like they can send an email that night and get the ball rolling, or meet some people for lunch the next day and get something started. So that's because we feel like that's the motivation. And when you have some small wins, you get kind of pumped up and you get excited, and then you feel confident that you can take on the next bigger thing. So that's, I guess we have that perspective because all of us that work in Reimagining Rural we live in small towns and we volunteer and we get pumped about making cool things happen in our towns, making them just a little bit better.
Yeah, I love that. I think it can be really overwhelming to a community, when you're, especially if you have seen that downturn in your economic factors, or even a lot of these communities have degrading or declining school populations. And so I love that idea of starting with a small win because you're just building that momentum and you're kind of reinvigorating that energy back into a thriving community.
Yeah, I will say really what it starts with though is getting some perspective on some of those changes that you just talked about, seeing, the decline in businesses and especially those two things, declining in businesses and declining school enrollments. So, and that's part of what we talk about in Reimagining Rural and the data that we share in the stories and all that is that just putting it in perspective, those things are happening and it's really a bummer. But they're happening everywhere. They're not happening so much because people don't love your town. People don't want to live there. They're happening, like those two changes in particular are global changes.
Nationwide.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
happening everywhere, but they have an outsized impact on small towns. So, I mean, just even that fact alone, people are, It puts it into perspective, because if you've lived in a town for a really long time, it's hard to see the positive things because you're so overwhelmed by the negative things. You don't see that, oh, people are still moving there. They're still choosing your town. There's still great things happening. All you see is, well, we don't have the Little League anymore. We don't have a grocery store anymore. We don't have, that's what you focus on. But
Yeah.
that's the cool thing about Reimagining Rural is we share, you're flooded with some positive stuff that really helps just change your perspective.
Yeah, I think it's really powerful when you connect with you're not the only one, right? That in itself can be comforting. And when you can get resources from other towns, especially, I love this program because it's focused in Montana and it's other Montana towns, and Montana is its own economy, its own landscape. I mean, we're not isolated, obviously, from the rest of the country, but Montana is a way of life. And when you can connect in with this program, you get to hear those other Montana stories and hear all of that. Can you tell us a little bit of, do you have any stories of success or any particular community you might want to highlight for listeners in our region of how they took this program and I don't know if you're allowed to talk about what they did, but how they took this program and it sort of changed, like what that looked like for them when they started out.
Well, we haven't we the in the Headwaters region, the two communities that we've had participate in Reimagining Rural are Anaconda. They participated in the very first year, and
Okay.
then Deer Lodge, they participated in the second year.
And even if you can use an example from Eastern Montana, how like they took this program and kind of ran with it, I think our listeners would be interested to kind of hear, like, because some of my questions are, okay, how do I apply? What is that going to look like? What happens next? This podcast and the work that we do at Headwaters and BLDC would simply not be possible without our premier members, Butte Auto Group, KXLF, Northwestern Energy, and St. James Intermountain Healthcare. Thanks for your support.
Well, it's, I mean, the places that let's see, like, okay, so Cut Bank has been doing just knocking it out of the park. Cut Bank is known as the coldest place in North America. They have that giant penguin, and that's what they're known for. And they went through Reimagining Rural, and they had really great participation, and it just helped. In their conversations, they're like, we're known for something that's really pretty negative. We don't lead with what a warm and welcoming community what we are, how wonderful we have, we're located for access to the outdoors and these beautiful places that we live and all the great amenities we have here. And so they really decided that they wanted to take that on and change not just how other people see Cut Bank, but how they themselves in Cut Bank see themselves. And it
Okay.
was really, it's just like the coolest process. And so that's like the process of it, and what it looks like as far as projects that they're working on, is they decided to kind of take on a rebranding of their community, which means like wayfinding signs and like a logo and just like a new image of the community in all their graphics and that kind of thing. So that's what it takes. But the process is the interesting part, is where they've had all these really cool community meetings where they come together and they talk about like, who are we? What do we want to be known for in Cut Bank? And what's our community all about? And what's great about our community here in Cut Bank? And that process, people coming together and talking about that, is just super valuable. I think about the also like the little teeny town of Plevna. It's outside of Baker, like
Okay.
really close to North Dakota, and they participated, and they came away with just all these cool ideas. They just had never thought about like we're just they never really thought about Plevna. They just like we live here, and after Reimagining Rural, they just had all these ideas of what they could do to just celebrate Plevna. And they were gonna do like a longest table sort of farm to table event, and all these ways that they could celebrate the history and culture and just the joy of living in Plevna, like this tiny little town. It's really small, but
Yeah.
They love Plevna, just like, you know, when you live in a town, you love it. You wanna. It was just cool to see that awakening of like, hey, this is great. What can we do here?
Yeah, it's so cool that, you know, that reimagining role came in, and then you have, I think, in rural communities, and tell me if I'm wrong here, because I don't obviously work in them every day in the capacity that you do. But I think when you are in a rural community, you have ideas for your community. You have ideas of how you can make it better. And so often that conversation can, like you were saying earlier, steer towards this negative perception. Oh, I wish we could do this. I wish we could do that. And reimagining rural is this place where you can come together with your ideas and have sort of some sideboards and some guidelines for how you can come together as a community and strengthen what might already be in place. And I'm fortunate enough to come from Twin Bridges. We have a pretty strong community there. And I think, you know, a program like this is just that next piece of how you can kind of integrate everyone's ideas and start to work together towards a common goal.
Yeah, it really does seem like it just creates a reason to come together. You know, like,
yeah,
without something like this, you don't, it's, there's not really, I mean, people can create it and that's fine, but it just makes it a little bit easier to like, to just
have a template.
Yeah. And we try to make it really easy because, again, we really focus on the thinking about who's doing this is people that are volunteering. So they have a full-time job. They're running a business. They got kids that they got to get places. They're busy. So we really create everything for people to do this. And so that the main thing that the community members have to do is get the word out and get people there.
Okay.
We really do. We create the press releases, the graphics that you can share on social media. We try to make it, we have like flyers that you can put around town that you can edit.
Yeah. So helpful.
Mm-hmm. We just provide the content, the inspiration, the reason to get together. And then you guys, the communities take it from there.
Okay.
Whatever you want to take from it, great. You know, like that's great. Or, you know, sometimes it flops, like sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Sure.
Yeah, the places where it works is where there's a one or two or three people that they really
are championing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. How can people register? And I'll put this link in the show notes. I'm also going to include it in the Headwaters newsletter that's going to go out this week. How can people register in their community? What does that look like? What if you're just one person in your community? Who do you need to get a hold of? What are you guys looking for in the application?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have an application. We ask people to apply, and we just do this once a year.
Okay.
So, the application is really what we really ask, why do you want to do this? What do you hope to get out of this? And then we ask people to brainstorm all the community individuals and groups that might participate in Reimagining Rural, because that's part of the magic of it too, is bringing people from all across the community. So you get away from that same 10 people that are doing everything. You got to think a little bit broader. And okay. And then we ask even for some signatures. We don't ask for all of the signatures. Some people get signatures from everybody, which is not a bad idea. But we just want a couple of signatures from some of those people so that we know that you have talked about it and you have some buy-in.
Yeah. So
the applications are due December 15th, and then the actual event happens the very end of January and in February. It's three community gatherings.
Okay. So that seems like a fairly simple application process. Likely, if you're someone in your community who is interested, you're probably connected with some of these folks. And if not, like I'm thinking of, you know, my own hometown community. It's like, you want the school involved. You want representatives from, you know, the county. You want representatives from some of, in Twin Bridges, we've got, you know, fishing guides and local ranchers and farmers. So,
Yeah. And you don't have to we ask you to just brainstorm. You could sit down and
okay.
pick out names, and you don't have to get their, approval. Just like you're just sitting there thinking, like, okay, here's who all I would include, and we ask for signatures from, I think, three of those folks.
Okay, so fairly straightforward. I had a thought and it just escaped my brain, but it will be back. What, and we've kind of already gone through this, but once a community is accepted, you'll send them the links, you'll send them all of this stuff to promote it. Is there anything else a community needs to do to prepare for something like this? Oh, it's back, by the way, what I remembered. I'm gonna write it down before I forget.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's so you need a spot to hold the meetings that has some good audio, or like you need
Sure.
that's the that's it needs to have internet, and you need to have a good speaker system. We've had, and we can't really do anything about that. That's the hard part, is you gotta figure out, even if you bring something from home, some kind of speaker so people can hear, and it's got to have internet. So you got to have a place, and we ask for three people on the planning committee just so we can communicate with you. Then we do a training for facilitators, so because we want to have that conversation after the speakers to be really productive, so that everybody gets a chance to talk, and that it's not dominated by one person. Everybody gets a chance to talk, and then it's a good productive conversation, just as far as the process of it, not the topic. The topic is
Sure.
open. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's incredible. I'm thinking of, even as someone who's going to be facilitating this, you're getting a training there of how to facilitate. That's pretty powerful in itself. And I remembered what I was going to talk to you about or ask you about. I was on your website on the MSU extension site. And then I like went down this YouTube rabbit hole, and you already have so many resources available on your YouTube channel. So I will share those resources in the show notes here. But what would you, if someone wanted to bring this to your community, do you recommend them kind of watching some of those YouTube videos or just kind of jumping in and just get that application going?
Oh yeah. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but you don't have to. No.
Okay.
No, it's just start from where you're at, and we'll send you all the stuff and just get the word out. Get I you really it's just get a couple of people that are also that find your people who's excited, and then just get the word out.
Okay.
The more people that you have there, so we yeah, the hearing the speakers is just it just kind of flips a switch in people's head. They're like, oh, we're not dying. We're okay. And I think that right there is like, oh, so it's worth investing my time. I'm gonna step up. I'm gonna make this thing happen. We're
Yeah.
just really excited to see, like, so you do the small things, you have the small wins, like the really cool small things that you make happen in your community, whether it's like a welcoming event for newcomers, or a mural, or flower baskets around town. But then, like, what's next? Then people seem to be like eyeing the next big thing. And how cool is that? Like, if you get that solid group, working group together, and then what else can you do in your town that
Huh.
maybe that really big thing that you wanted to do for a long time?
Sure. So powerful. Well, was there anything else that you wanted to leave our listeners with today? As
I mean, I would say one thing, so it is an extension program. It's free. You don't have, there's no cost. And we, yeah, you don't have to have your extension person involved, your extension agent, because they don't always have time to do it. So about ha we've had about 48 communities participate so far in the first 3 years that we did it. And about only about half of them had an extension person involved. So you can do it on your own. If the extension person wants to get involved, that's great, but they don't have to be involved. So you can just a group of volunteers can absolutely pull it off. It's very doable.
awesome. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tara, for bringing this program to our listeners. I'm going to be sharing the heck out of it on our channels. I think it could be something that could be very impactful for the region. I also think of a town in our region, Phillipsburg, which has seen a lot of growth, almost to the point where it's pushing the limits of what they can do as a community. And something like this might help them, kind of get that steering force back. So, feeling like you have a handle on things. So even if you're a community that's not seeing declining numbers, I think this program could be helpful as well. So
totally. Yeah. It's just like, it's just a reason to come together and talk and get people together. Yeah, it really could be. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I will link the website in the show notes. I'll also put where you can find Tara if you're interested in connecting with Tara. And yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks. This was awesome.
This podcast is supported through Headwaters RC&D and Butte Local Development Corporation. Did you know that Headwaters RC&D is a 501c3 organization and you can make a donation to our organization at any time? BLDC also has a membership program, and if you're interested in becoming a member, go to bldc.net and click on Member Center. Did you know that between our two programs, we've served over 150 businesses in the last year? We also dispersed over $3.1 million in loan funds just in Butte alone. Headwaters and BLDC are excited to offer this podcast. You can also sponsor this podcast through an ad for your business. For only $25 per episode, your business can place an ad on this podcast and be featured. Email me at klappin@bldc.net and I'll get you set up with an ad spot. All right, I'll catch you next time on Business Chit Chat.